I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. We're all stuck with 24 hours in a day. Nobody has less. Nobody has more. We all have hard limits on our time. That is absolutely true. However, you can use other people's time.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Is there a better place you could be in? Let me help you and answer that for you. No. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive or occur. And on top of all that, there's a bonus. Yes, a bonus. You get the personal initiative to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work on Your Game. Welcome to the show. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic is multiple flows. You need multiple flows of several things in life. You may have heard of the phrase multiple streams of income. You ever heard somebody say that? Have multiple streams of income, or an average millionaire has seven streams of income, or whatever the number is that people are throwing around these days. You probably heard of multiple streams when we talk about money, but there are multiple streams that you need of several things in life. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. Not only are we going to talk about what those streams are, but why they matter. And maybe you can come up with some ideas for what you can do to start creating those multiple streams. See, there's more than one way. I want you to understand there's more than one way to get what you need in life at all times, just in case. And the reason why you're creating these multiple streams is when you have more than one way of getting the things that you want, just in case something dries up, something isn't working, something has hit the wall, something isn't performing the way that it used to perform, you got another thing to go to. So you never want to be caught having only one hustle and then that hustle is not working anymore, whether that is for any of these elements that I'm going to talk about having multiple streams of here today. You don't want to be caught having only one source of that thing, because if something goes wrong with that one thing, then what are you going to do? Then what are you going to do if that's not working out? If you can shoot layups with your right hand, but you're not good with your left hand, and something's wrong with your right hand, you got a cast on your right hand, but you can still play. Can you make a layup with your left hand? It is a problem if you can't. So you got to have multiple streams of what you're doing. Now, you can't have multiple streams of hands. I mean, you only got two. I guess that is a multiple. Can't have any more than that most of the time. But these things that I'm talking about here today, you can have as many streams as you want. So let's talk about it. Point number one, of course, you want to have multiple streams of money. That's the number one thing. Multiple streams of money. Now, your main thing, the business that you run or the job that you have, may be your, what do we want to call that? Your primary stream of making money. You could have a side business. You could be freelancing. You could have multiple products for sale if you run a business. You could have the same product being sold in multiple ways. If you're a freelancer or you work in a service-based business, you could have multiple clients. There are different ways that you can make money. So having more than one stream of income is an important thing. Again, this is one that I think everybody's already heard of, because we all know that anything could happen in a business. You run a business, something could happen where whatever that product just becomes obsolete. If you happen to sell Walkmans and then Discmans came out and then MP3 players came out and then streaming came out, all those businesses, even though you were running the business perfectly, that could just become an obsolete product. If you have a job, they could lay you off. The company could go out of business. You never know. There could be a recession that hits. Anything could happen. The building could fall down. The building could burn down. The product could all get destroyed. Some other company could put out a product that makes the company you work for that product that they sell obsolete and now you're out of a job and you didn't do anything wrong. These things can happen. And if you're listening to this, maybe it's happened to you already or it's happened to someone who's close to you. So I think money is the one that is most obvious to all of us. Make sure that you have multiple streams of it, because if anything happens to your primary stream, then you could end up in a precarious position of not having another stream to supplant the one that was working for you, but now is not anymore. I don't have to go any deeper on that one, because that's one I think people already think about and know about. Point number two. These are the ones that points two, three, and four are ones that you may have never thought of this way, but that's why we have the Work on Your Game podcast. Number two, and these are things you need multiple flows of in life. That's today's topic. You need multiple flows of energy, multiple streams of energy. Now, what do I mean when I say multiple streams of energy? I mean, you only have one physical body, right? Yes. All right, I'm not going to give you a hack to have more than one physical body, but here's the thing. You're not always going to be feeling that good physically. Do you always feel great physically every single day? Probably not. Some days you just don't get enough sleep because you were up the previous night for whatever reason. Or maybe you had to get up early for whatever reason. Maybe you didn't have good food the night before. Maybe you didn't sleep well. Maybe the neighbors are making a lot of noise. There was a dog outside barking. It was cold in the house. It was hot in the house. You just couldn't sleep because you had something on your mind. You've been stressed out. You've been anxious about something that's going on. Maybe you're really excited about something and you didn't get a whole lot of sleep. Either way, you're not always going to feel physically great every single day when you're going to do your job. Nobody does. I don't always feel physically perfect every single day, but I understand having multiple streams of energy. So let me explain to you what you can do even when your body is not feeling perfect. Getting good sleep is one way to help your body feel better. You can put great food in your body. How about having great mental energy? We all heard the phrase mind over matter, right? We know that the body follows the mind and the mind also follows the body. So if you get the right mental energy, and you should be able to control that since you listen to this podcast every single day, and we're over 700, close to 800 episodes of this podcast, actually over 800 episodes of this podcast, that mental energy can make up for whatever you lack in physical energy. How about the energy of other people? You want to get great people around you, which I talked about a few days ago. Get great people around you who have that positive energy. Just being around those people brings your energy up by default. Just being in the same room as them brings your energy up. You ever been around a person like that? Just being around them, you feel more energized even though they didn't do anything. You just feel it. It is vibrating off of them. Energy is all of the universe. How about a situation bringing you energy? You ever just felt kind of lethargic and you just didn't really feel like doing anything, but a situation happened that brought a whole bunch of energy to you out of nowhere? Yeah, you've had that happen before, right? So situations can be another stream of energy. What about location? You ever go to a place where just being in that place, your energy got up? Maybe it was the mall. Maybe it was the zoo. Maybe it was Disney World. Maybe it was an arcade. Maybe it was the beach. Maybe it was a basketball court. Being in certain locations will bring your energy up. So these are all different ways that you can have multiple streams of energy. You don't always have to depend on number one, depend on yourself for all the energy. You can get it from all these different places. You just need to know which of these, which energies, which people, which situations, which locations, which mental thoughts, which kind of foods bring you energy, because it's not the same for all of us, right? So you need to know what these are so you can utilize them when you need them. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach aggressive person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12 module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is what you need multiple flows of in life. You need multiple flows of ideas, ladies and gentlemen. Multiple flows of ideas. Now, how many episodes have you listened to of this podcast? How many are there? What number episode is today's episode? All these ideas are not just coming from straight from my brain, just me sitting in a room by myself and just coming up with these. I consider myself to be above average intelligence, and you may consider yourself as well. I think everybody considers themselves to be above average intelligence, which is impossible, right? It's impossible for it to be true, but you get what I'm saying. You may be a very smart individual. Maybe you're very learned. You've gone to all the right schools. You do your work. You read books. You listen to the Work on Your Game podcast. You may be a very smart person. But listen, you don't always have to, and you may not always be able to go off the top of your head and just go off of yourself and going off of your brain and your knowledge for an idea. So how about for the times that you aren't capable of doing it yourself, and maybe even when you are capable, you can save yourself a little bit of energy, right? Like LeBron James was talking about in the NBA playoffs. He learned how to be on the court in the game, but actually saving energy by not moving much, which is why the Cavaliers' defense was so terrible. Learn how to steal from others. Learn how to steal ideas from other people. Now, that doesn't mean you just blatantly copy what somebody else did and then you put it out as your own, but steal the idea of what somebody else did or something that somebody else said. You can elaborate on it, expound upon it, make it yours, mix it in with your own experience, who you are as a person, what you know, your opinion, and make it into something that's yours. I mean, how many different times on this podcast do I introduce a topic and tell you, well, look, I'm talking about this because I heard somebody say this. I saw this happen to this person. I remember this story right here. This person said this to me. This happened when I was in Whole Foods. I'm not just getting these ideas out of nowhere. There are things that are happening outside of me that I did not completely control, but I'm stealing the idea of whatever it was that was going on outside of me because I'm paying attention, because I'm perceiving these things, I'm noticing these things, and I'm mixing them in with my own opinion. So it's not like I'm getting these from anybody else. I'm putting my opinion on all of these things, my spin, mixing it in with who I am as a person, and then it comes out as a brand new idea. What about experiences? Experiences that you go through, experiences that other people go through, using their stories, their situations, and making it into something that is yours. These are the ways that you get multiple flows of ideas. You don't have to depend on your own brain for all the ideas, no matter how smart you may be or how smart you think you may be. Point number 4 in today's topic is what you need multiple flows of in life. You need multiple flows of time. Now, this one may be breaking your brain right now. Multiple flows of time, Jerry. How can you have multiple flows of time? I mean, we're all stuck with 24 hours in a day. Nobody has less. Nobody has more. We all have hard limits on our time. That is absolutely true. However, you can use other people's time. You can use somebody else's time. Just because you have 24 hours doesn't mean you can't borrow an hour from another person, man. You can hire somebody, right, to work for you for an hour. Get them $5 because you got multiple streams of money, right? We already talked about that. Take $5 from your multiple streams of money and pay somebody that. Now you have their time. Maybe somebody says, okay, the whole day of my time, you got to give me $1 million. Okay, so take $1 million if you have it and give that person $1 million. So now you have an entire day or an entire year or their whole life or whatever the situation may be. You can use your other resources, money, energy, and ideas to borrow other people's time or to buy other people's time off of them, which they will willingly sell to you in exchange for your energy, your ideas, or your money. So you understand how all of these can work together. This is the way that you can get multiple streams of time. You are limited, but you're not limited as to how many other people's time you can use. And you're also not limited in the resources that you utilize in order to get that time. You just got to come up with more ideas. So you see how all of these are interchangeable. They're all interdependent. Let's recap today's topic, which is what you need multiple flows of in life. Number one, multiple flows of money. When you have multiple flows of money, with money, you can get a lot of things done. We need money to live, and most people speak the language of money. If you exchange enough money with another person, you can pretty much get somebody out there to do pretty much anything for the right amount of money. Is that true or is it not true? Point number two, energy. It's not always going to be you that feels perfect, but understand you can utilize sleep, food, mindsets, energy of others, situations, and locations to bring your energy up when your body is not providing it 100%. Number three, ideas. Even though you may be very smart, read a lot of books, and be very learned, and listen to the Work On Your Game podcast 10 times every day, you may not always be able to go off the top of your head, off yourself and your brain for ideas. So how about you steal from others, not copying it, but making it yours, going off experiences, yours, experiences of others, stories that you hear of other people. These are all different ways to get ideas. And number four, multiple streams of time. You have a hard limit on time, but if you were to exchange your resources, your knowledge, your ideas, your energy, your money, you can buy other people's time and they will gladly sell it to you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. People like you who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.